वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तुमाविद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति। प्रकृत्यैव च कर्माणि क्रियमाणानि सर्वशः क्रियमानानि सर्वशः यः पश्यति तदात्मानम् अकर्तारं स पश्यति। प्रकृत्यैव च कर्माणि क्रियमाणानि सर्वशः यः पश्यति तदात्मानम् अकर्तारं स पश्यति। सदा भूतपृथग्भावं यदा भूतपृथग्भावं एकस्तमनुपश्यति तत एव च विस्तारं ब्रह्म सम्पद्यते तथा यदा भूतपृथग्भावं एकस्तमनुपश्यति तत एव च विस्तारं ब्रह्म सम्पद्यते तथा अनादित्वानिर्गुणत्वात् परमात्मायमव्ययः शरीरस्तोऽपि कौन्तेय न करोति न लिप्यते अनादित्वानिर्गुणत्वात् परमात्मायमव्ययः शरीरस्तोऽपि कौन्तेय न करोति न लिप्यते यदा सर्वगतं सौक्ष्म्या आकाशं नोपलिप्यते सर्वत्रावस्थितो देहे तदात्मानोपलिप्यते यदा सर्वगतं सौक्ष्म्यात् आकाशं नोपलिप्यते सर्वत्रावस्थितो देहे तदात्मानोपलिप्यते यदा प्रकाशयत्येकः कृत्स्नं लोकमिमं रविः क्षेत्रं क्षेत्री तदा कृत्स्नं प्रकाशयति भारत यदा प्रकाशयत्येकः कृत्स्नं लोकमिमं रविः क्षेत्रं क्षेत्री तदा कृत्स्नं प्रकाशयति भारत क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयोरेवम् अन्तरं ज्ञानचक्षुषा भूतप्रकृतिमोक्षं च हे विदुर्यान्ति ते परं क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयोरेवम् अन्तरं ज्ञानचक्षुषा भूतप्रकृतिमोक्षं च हे विदुर्यान्ति ते परम्।
Self-realized Mahatma. Such a person sees the self everywhere. He sees the self in all beings and all beings in the self. He knows that the Lord, the Supreme Purusha, dwells in every being. So therefore, he says, by seeing that oneness, by seeing that equanimity, he does not thereafter with that awareness destroy himself. See, the greater the awareness of the higher aspects of life, the lesser the destruction we bring upon ourselves. that's the main benefit that we get from uplifting ourselves towards our spiritual center. When we move closer and closer to our spiritual center, the awareness increases, intensifies. And as a result of that, the mind is supported with that awareness, and therefore it doesn't go in the lower unproductive channels and bring about destruction. So otherwise, you know, left to oneself, the mind wanders and the desires draws us, and then that's it. It will be like you permanently in vacation. Like you were saying before, right? Mm-hmm. You go in vacation, suddenly everything goes for a toss. It's not that the vacation should take us. The thing is, in vacation we don't study. We give chutti to our study, reflection, chutti to our sadhana. So, slowly what happens? The mind takes over. When the mind takes over, naturally, you know, we will only be going down. We don't need training to go down. We need training to go up. To be stressed, you don't need training. How to be not stressed? How to indulge in senses, you don't need training. But how to control yourself, you need training. Yeah? So that's what he's talking about. So he says, such a person who sees the self dwelling equally everywhere does not destroy the self by the self, he then reaches the supreme goal. So, such a person has attained the supreme goal. Next verse. Prakrutyaiva cha karmani, kriyamanani sarvashaha, yappashyati tatatmanam, akartaram sa pashyati, prakrutyaiva cha karmani, kriyamanani sarvashaha, yappashyati tatatmanam, akartaram sa pashyati. He who sees all action as performed by prakriti, matter alone, and also the self as actionless, he sees. See, when do you know the distinction clearly? When you know that the prakriti has the gunas and the prakriti manifests and functions simply in the presence of the Atma illuminating it. Atma is not the doer. Atma does nothing. Atma has no vasana. Atma has no mala, impurities. Atma has no impression. When there are no impressions, there is no Atma. But in the combined, the Atma and the Prakriti, when they are combined together, Purusha and Prakriti, the Jiva, the individual, due to the non-awareness of the self, goes about collecting the impressions. And the gunas of the individual, they function back through the body, the five senses. So, therefore, the action pertains to Prakriti, not to the Purusha. Now what happens when you understand this, you will not unnecessarily identify yourself with the gunas. It is due to this ignorance, it is due to this attachment with the gunas, we think we are the doer. And when you are the doer, you have all the power and dominion. Like we have said before, if you act with unselfish desire, you gain dominion. If you act with selfish desire, you gain power. If you act with no desire, then no power, no power. So that is what he is saying. Seeing, understanding the difference between Purusha and Prakriti means what? In the practical sense of the term, it means you stop identifying with the body, the gunas, the mind. Your actions, you do not own it anymore. You are not a katta anymore. He says, such a person is also identified, he is only identified with Purusha. Therefore, he is also become actionless. So, remember, actionlessness means
desirelessness. Desirelessness means heartlessness. Heartlessness means vasanalessness. So that is why he says, also the self as actionless, he sees. I am doing nothing, he doesn't get involved. There is no motive
for any of the action. According to what is to be done in the context, the nature manifests. He has absolutely no impressions whatsoever.
So the gunas function, he doesn't function.
Like electricity is just a witness, just a in its mere presence, all the gadgets function. Isn't it? It is a mixie. It mixes things using the electricity. It grinds both things using electricity. It is a cooler, it cools the room. It is a heater, it heats the room. Electricity is impartial. It has no motive whatsoever. Isn't it? It doesn't do anything. It is simply there in its presence. Everything brings to activity according to the nature. In the presence of the sun above, you have planted so many trees and everything around. According to the nature of the tree, it gives out the fruit accordingly. If it's a coconut tree, it gives coconut. If it's an apple tree, it gives apple. If it's a pineapple tree, it gives pineapple. That is the nature of the tree. In the presence of the sun, the vitality provided by the sun, the gunada, he is the one who provides vitality. But that
also he has no desire to provide vitality. His nature itself is that. So in his presence everything gets vitalized.
So he sees.
Once I understand this, he sees.
He sees means he acts accordingly. He acts means he acts with no attachment. Seeing means acting, please understand. Seeing, I understand, but my acting is completely different.
Then I have not seen anything. I have just intellectually
understood. Isn't it? So, to the extent I am detached, when something happens to the body, I am not something. You have a certain type of body. Like in the Ayurveda, you know, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. What kind of body type you have? Apparently you have certain issues in the body. He understands that this is a karma of the body. I have got nothing to do with it. So he, as an actionless self, remains without any vasana, remains without doership.
That is what he means by he sees. Now, he remains actionless doesn't mean he does not act. He acts, but inside he remains actionless. See, we remain actionless externally, but internally we remain extremely active.
Inside the ego, I am the doer, is very much there. But externally I do not want to bring myself to do any action because there is so much effort to bring things.
Internally, our mind feels that without us, the world cannot go.
At least our home cannot go. You think, right? My family sustained because of my work. Because of me. If I am not there, that's it. What will happen? You can get attached to anything, any work. Even without the work, you can get attached. Honestly speaking, a really busy person should be relaxed. That's what Ramakrishna says, intense work is this. It is the restless mind that makes you inactive or acting without any productivity. It's like chickens or eggs. But when the mind is resting, peaceful, governed by the intellect, it is focused. Plan. Therefore, a lot of time. You know, don't plan. There's so much of jumping. When it's all planned, you relax, and you have a lot of time.
because your mind is governed by the buddhi. So in the case of a man who has reached there, he is able to clear this peace. Prakriti is functioning. In others also, not only in him, everywhere. Only difference is, others don't know that. Therefore, they are all involved. What? Involved. Involved a lot. Since you don't, since you see it this way, you don't get it. You are also working in the world, you are doing anything, but inside you are lacking. The best example that Swami Rathika gives us this, that is, like the retina of your eyes. The whole universe is impinging on it. But is your retina irritated, frustrated, relaxed? Whatever you are seeing now is all falling on your retina, right? But your retina is calm, cool. Why can't you function like that? Because you have now attached yourself to the goodness. That is the only problem. He says, such a person is one who understands that I am not the doer, I am the purusha, I am not the doer, Prakriti is the doer. Similarly, in everybody, so we just Prakriti is the doer. When I clearly understand this, then there will be no mental agitation in spite of somebody else even doing destructive actions towards you. Like Caesar, when he saw Brutus coming with a dagger, he said, "Ye tu Bruti, then for Caesar." He's one of his close friends. And he is seeing a dagger in his hand. He says, "This is what you want to take it." Kuna. It's incredible how when you don't understand this, how much I have done for them, still in place, ungrateful, sucking kya, unnecessary. You also, because you also say, I am this body, na? So you think they have hurt you? They cannot touch you. Nobody can touch you. Somebody said in the second chapter, Nainam chindanti shatrani, nainam dhahati pavakaha, nachainam kledayati yavaha, nashoshayati namahatuha. Weapons do not cleave you. Water does not wet you. Wind does not blow you. Fire does not burn you. You are that Atma. How can anybody touch you? You have touched them, therefore they are touching you. Mentally, I mean. If mentally you can remain, no problem. This is what will this knowledge do to you.
So, where is it to stay? It's impossible right now, but to stay focused in your self, and also try to only, then you don't connect because self is connected, but try to know that self of in everybody is, so I can't
really
try to connect to the other person's self because it's not there.
Connect to us, knowledge. Every day. Your center should be, you should see, actually by studying all this, by now since we are almost going to complete, most of it will complete 13 chapter today. We have only 5 more chapters to go in the Gita. So by now, at least this thought should be clear in us that this knowledge is the main thing in my life. This knowledge. So everything should be organized according to that. It's like this, you know, this medicine is important for me, otherwise I will die. And this medicine should be taken at a particular time, at a certain dosage, etc. Let's say. So now, everything else will revolve around that, isn't it? If that medicine is to be taken around 12 o'clock in the afternoon, better. So that if
that medicine has to be taken at 12 o'clock, this much food you should have eaten by 10 o'clock, this much of exercise, let's say like that is there. Then you would make sure
that all that is followed, isn't it?
That is all. So to answer your question, Buddha, now if you come to that understanding, ultimately it is with knowledge. Because only if I have this marriage with this knowledge, when that knowledge is coming to me, that's the only thing that can help me in any situation, anything. Forget about centralization knowledge. So therefore I cannot. So therefore if this knowledge has to go into me, certain type of food is helpful, certain type of discipline if I hold it's helpful, going to bed early, getting up early and sleeping, and to keep my body also a little bit relatively disciplined to be able to cope up with it, and what kind of people I will move around which will make sure that certain thoughts doesn't rise in me. But those thoughts are conducive for me to be taken away from knowledge. It's a complete tapasya, it's a complete commitment. Accordingly when I start working, so here and there I need to give a little bit of schedule to my distractions as well. As long as there are distractions which are not taking me away from the path. So here and there a little bit I give my mind also. But when is it in control? So that I don't get frustrated and I'm doing the process. So this is what you call, that's why they call it initiated. See, a person who is initiated, in fact a lot of people ask us, they say, oh no, we don't eat there, we don't eat this food, we don't eat there, they will eat only at home, and also some of them even more of us, they eat only the food that they cook. Why? The idea is to continue that knowledge. This little gap you give now, you know. How our mind takes over into the desires and this and that. How? And you say, why am I getting unnecessary? And as it is, since we are all in the grahastha chamma, we'll be going to the business, we'll be going. So there is a lot of commercial things, there are a lot of other kind of things that is there that we are involved in. You know, so the mind is not in a very protected environment. If you go to natural, it's probably. So therefore, you cannot afford to live in knowledge. Daily study is a must. Just a little bit, half an hour, 45 minutes, to your own growth of your intellect. That reinforces. Even if you slip, it keeps on reinforcing. That's the only way. Reinforce.
यदा भूत पृथक भाव यदा भूत पृथक भाव एकस्तमनुपश्यति तत एव च विस्तारम् ब्रह्म संपद्यते तथा यदा भूत पृथक भाव एकस्तमनुपश्यति तत एव च विस्तारम् ब्रह्म संपद्यते तथा. When he perceives the diversified existence of beings as rooted in one and spreading forth from that alone, then he becomes Brahma.
In short, he is saying, from the one, the many has come.
And the many is rooted in that one only.
The various seeds have come from one tree only. The root is one. Similarly, the root of all beings is that one Atma. He sees that. Just like how in a dream. When you go to dream,
while you are in the dream, you don't understand this. But since you are out of the dream, you understand
that all the various objects and beings that you experienced in the dream, they came from that one mind only. Isn't it? They all came from that one mind. So these various different beings of
universe has come from that one homogeneous mass of consciousness. He understands. Manifested differently, manifesting here in this body, manifesting differently there. So, I have that oneness. But in this body, since it is expressing, it has a certain obligation. So there is no hatred, no nothing. In fact, there is forgiveness. There is no anger. So that's what he is saying. Yada, then only, when you see it as rooted in one, only then you can claim yourself to be absolutely free, liberated. So, this entire variety show is actually only one. But as long as you are in the dream, you don't understand. Only when you wake up, you understand. Every now and then we fall into this dream. This knowledge tries to wake us up, but we continue to remain in the dream. See, the problem is this. You are convinced maybe that I am the body, mind, intellect having a soul. But actually, what I'm telling you is, you are the soul which is expressed through the body, mind. Now, what is truth? We are finding a difficult question. What is untruth? That's exactly what happens. Once you start having any delusory ideas, this is the problem. Like, Kottaga was convinced. That Jesse Mona was asking. He was convinced. It took him after killing her to realize what a mistake he's done. He was a nice guy. He was genuine. You know, when you are under the influence of certain drugs, a lot of things you hallucinate, isn't it? And those hallucinations are real for you. It's exactly like the schizophrenic and all that, you know? They are hallucinate. For them, they are saying, why are you people not able to see that? I am seeing it. You are 100% convinced. It's simple. Upbringing. If you are brought up in Russia, you are a certain condition. If you are brought up in America, you are a certain condition. It's unbelievable how it happens. Like, for example, when we are growing up in India, and our children are now growing up now, especially the small kids that are growing up now, they are having completely different set of conditioning. I remember in my school also, those days they used to take us to one of the Soviet Union embassies, you know, cultural centers. But India was extremely friendly with Soviet Union. There was Soviet Union then. Right? Now, India is very close, moving closer to America. That's what I'm saying, the whole ideology, everything. So, if you grow up in Pakistan, instead of India, just few kilometers away, you know, between Amritsar and Lahore, just few kilometers away, completely different condition. From there I know everything. Indians, you kill you. No. Why are they like this? From our angle, we do that. Against them. Absolutely. And don't understand that we can have different ideologies. We can have different ideologies. Essentially we are human beings. You know? You forget about all Atma, Brahman and all that. But relatively, just different sides of the border with different ideologies and religions.
So everything is boiled down to the mind.
Absolutely.
There is ideology, conditioning, religion.
Everything. Gunas. See, you understand, okay, they are warped. Or you could be warped. So once the whole thing springs, we are identifying with them. The ancestor is arriving, while he identifies with the root. No, it's very interesting. We keep talking about North Indians, South Indians, skin difference, this difference, that difference. But scientists say the DNA is same. So, talking about the DNA is same. Okay. We are the Hindus, Muslims, but DNA is same. It's proven. Are you with me? Where is the difference? That's what I'm trying to say. Don't even have to go to religion. The DNA is same. So, how from that one mind the entire dream comes about? So this dream has come from that one mind. That one mind is the root of the entire dream. Similarly, that consciousness is the root of all this. Right? And then, such a person, when he sees that, he becomes Brahman. He thereafter doesn't unnecessarily get put up. He is already Brahman. Whether he continues to remain in the body, doesn't continue to remain in the body, doesn't matter. After a jeev cancer, he becomes Brahman. But the body continues. So he talks about that in the next verse.
Anadesva nirgunatva, anadesva nirgunatva, paramatmayam avyayah, paramatmayam avyayah, sharirastopikam teya, sharirastopikam teya, nakaroti na lipyate, nakaroti na lipyate, anadesva nirgunatva, paramatmayam avyayah, sharirastopikam teya, na karoti na lipyate. Na karoti na lipyate.
Lipyate means sticky, tainted, taint. Since he is not a doer, koi taint nahi. If he was a doer, sara taint was there. So he says, being without a beginning. See, Purusha has no beginning or end. Atma, Brahman has no beginning or end. It is the individual who has a beginning of it. You have a birth, you have a death. You meaning the combination. But Purusha is always there. There is no beginning, no end. So anadi. And nirgunatva. Nirgunatva means without any gunas. Purusha has no qualities. Purusha is not a substance. Not a material. It has no qualities. Consciousness. The gunas belong to the prakriti. Like all the various different gadgets have different gunas. But electricity has no guna. Simply and living. And also, it is imperishable, having been anadi. And it is always there without perishing. Though dwelling as it were in this body, O Kaunteya, very interesting choice of name for this Arjuna in this context. It is Kaunteya, Kuntipukra, meaning what? You are now born in this Kuntis body and expressing as Kaunteya. Though dwelling here, you are not the actor, you are neither an actor.
not being an actor, you have no taste, no path, no feeling. All this samatha starts the moment you identify and say, I am this Shweta.
So please understand this. You have the identification as Shweta, as sadhana, but thinking that you have no taste, no, that is not possible.
That is why they essentially give names to all of us, which is basically names of different gods. The idea is to express, to tell us that you are the expression of the divinity, which has actually no name. And it has all names. All names are his name, also he has no name. Nameless and formless. And he says,
you, though acting, you are not tainted. Why? Taint belongs to the doership.
Even though the hangman is hanging me, criminal who has been sentenced by the court judge, he has no taint. Because he has no personal motive. Lipyate. You say that chupakta.
Chupak.
Kuch nahi. Chupak. To go for a vacation and come back with your this same
food,
with your food having no progress. In the sense, I'm just saying, I'm not saying don't take progress. What I'm saying is, there's so much of impression that we pick up. Isn't it? So much of impression. Sticks. Be always free. That is why
when you are dynamically working, the people say, oh, so much of traveling, time.
You know, in business nowadays, people fly. In the morning they go to Dubai, evening they come back. You know, in fact they're flying all the time. So they say, so tired, so fatigued.
Physical body can be tired, yes, that's possible. But mental fatigue is coming to you not because of your so much work.
It is because of your doership.
That is the thing.
Because you carry things with you mentally in the mind. Can you? Yesterday a lady with me, she said, she's gone to the Vipassana camps twice. She told me, in the beginning, they take away everything from you. Your phone, your purse, everything is gone. There are just a few clothes, and you check their campus. So the permission you can't get out of it. Your phone is taken away. I see so many people, you know, when they go for a walk, they need to have a phone in their hand. Holding it in their pocket. Sometimes they are expecting them to walk, and it's a while I can understand. You know, you come for a walk, you come back. Why you have to? You know, those days, when we had no mobile phone, nothing. You are not walking there. Nothing. But that is the one which mentally affects you. So it's like walking with all your furniture and all your saman tied to you. Obviously you will be burdened. Just imagine when you are going, all this chair is tied to you.
liberation.
Yeah, just leave it and you're going from this house to somewhere else.
Wherever you are, you're in that moment there.
That's
not without thought.
Nothing, that's what he means. He's acting, but nothing chupaksa. No thing. That greed has to be understood. When the greed is there, no attachment. In fact, if there is no attachment, you are pure love. You let the fellow be what he or she wants to be.
You can't give me an example of a duck with the oil, so nothing sticks. So everything just comes in a shed wall because it doesn't keep in.
That's what I'm saying, that is knowledge.
You didn't give the example earlier.
So he says that I am Atma, I have no gunas, I don't do anything, they function. I am not unnecessary danger, it's okay. Your body, due to your prakriti, many things happen in the body. It seems, you know.
Your actions also won't stick to you. Over here you're talking about the actions.
The vasanas don't stick to the action. Because moon is not there, kapha is not there. Action is done, but no vasana sticking. We do action. Lot of vasanas stick to the action. Come back with lot of things, lot of vasanas. Much more desire. So it's not that you should not travel, you should not do work, you should not meet people. Of course you can. But if you had knowledge within, that you are not the doer, there's a grace with which you do that. So nothing is to you. Such a person, even though dwelling in the body, and the body is acting, he is not doing anything, therefore no taint. It means pure. Just like how you win, you came back. So you know the extra baggage. That baggage is gone. In fact, when that baggage goes, you become extremely productive. Yatha sarvagatam saukshmya, yatha sarvagatam saukshmya, akasham nopalipyate, akasham nopalipyate, sarvatravastito dehe, tatatma nopalipyate, yatha sarvagatam saukshmya, akasham nopalipyate, sarvatravastito dehe, tatatma nopalipyate. See, when you tie yourself to a mule and say, the mule cannot go away anywhere without me letting it go. If you have an interview with the mule will be the same thing. Without letting me go anywhere, he cannot be free also. Just like how the mule cannot be free without you letting it go. Without you letting go of the mule, you cannot be free. Your burdens are something that you have against yourself. Excuse me. You have put forth on yourself. Why do you have to do that? Why can't you be free? So, in fact, when there is no attachment, you let go the person, that's pure love. You are interested in the person for the person's sake. You're not worried about your law, losing the person's contact or anything. Otherwise, you get so attached, so worried.
I don't know what is coming to the back, how is surviving, all that time, you know. And that fellow, when he calls,
Same thing. Did you meet this? What is happening? No, did you get that or not? This process still, I'm getting everything here, don't worry. No. That is what is bothering. That is what is burning. Why can't you say my link? And be available whenever, you know, the person wants you, you are available. And especially with all this modern technology and all that, somebody wants to contact you just a fraction of a second. Just call him. You may message him, I don't know, what I'm in charge. There's so many things, right? How they can contact you, how you can contact them. So, where is the more the gadgets can also help you to be detached. But more the gadgets, the attachment has become even more. Expectations have become even more. Those days when people go, they will fly, they cannot call you in between. Maybe if they are stopping by somewhere, in that airport they may make a phone call. Otherwise if they are going directly, no phone calls, nothing. Once they reach there, they can make a call to you after they get access to the room. So it may be 3 days. But people were living okay. Now, you have to say, have you reached the airport? You checked in. You completed the security. Immigrated. Live commentary going on.
And now in some of the airlines, you can WhatsApp from the air. You can do that.
So are people doing it?
In my pictures, I'm eating this now. I'm drinking champagne now. This is what will happen.
You know, so constantly, that is what is burning you.
Yeah.
Just relax. There is no thing. You are feeling the tender.
And I think even the vibration travels to the other person. If you are missing the person too much, that person also feels the aura, I don't know, that vibration. Or if you let go, when you leave it, the person is also happy, you are also happy. Otherwise that, it becomes a
janjat
for the other person, even unconsciously. Like the kid will also miss you more or feel more homesick. Yeah, nagging.
Constant nagging is their kids, you know. Constant nagging. It's like there's a camera fixed.
It's like
how
a
will you feel? Everywhere.
Attached all the time.
You don't know. Everywhere the camera is fixed. Can it be normal? It cannot be normal. If you are told. You know, this is what nowadays they send is WhatsApp. You know, careful, this, the camera is the button, camera is here, camera is... Now once, you know, some people become very paranoid about it. Now wherever you go, there's camera, now what do I do? Once you get into that paranoid, you are finished.
Very interesting, Guruji, just now there's a movie, I don't know if I just saw it called The Circle. It's called The Circle. It's based on Google. So the same thing what you're saying, where we are trying to say that now everything should be transparent. So there's a camera everywhere, seeing everything and every part of your life. Why should it be, why should you have any personal or private, yeah. It's a very interesting movie, not very well done, but still the concept, I mean, very true to today's day and age.
It's too possible that,
no, that Google actually knows everything. I mean, in that sense, even now, they track you, they have access to, if you check some site, it will send you ads for
that. It is called data, and my son makes algorithms sitting in Google and stuff, based on his data about your life and also my life.
That's what I'm saying, so it's all big.
They have all the data, and this is how he is able to, based on the data, create new algorithms which will give me another service. Of course, we are getting attached to another service, but this is what they are doing.
It's collecting data at marketing level.
Yeah.
You know, when you open your email, when I open my email, the algorithm comes pertaining to what I search.
Exactly.
Pertaining to what you search, that
is. They have the data on you.
Absolutely there.
Yeah, everything. So they were talking about that only when
you bought what? Break up all the data.
Yeah.
Because
more money.
More money.
That is one small tip of the iceberg. Yeah, but there's so much more.
Everything. They do a lot of things in that.
There's so much. So they actually, in this movie, they're talking about like where some people are saying that no, this is an invasion of my life and my privacy and my. So I mean, you know, that whole conflict of that, and it's actually a very interesting. It's so real.
The circle.
The circle. It's based on the on Google actually in that sense, if you see. Where, so the person who has actually invented that concept, he's now come away from it, and he's saying that I started this off, but this is not how I meant for it to be used, because it's an invasion of everything, or all my principles or ethics which I believe in. So it's a very interesting, again, the movie is not beautifully done, it's not one of those, I don't know, somehow they've not taken it, you know, they've not got it right, but the concept is actually very true to what, again, like, being in that, you get lost in that nitty-gritties and forget the actual humanity behind it, or the actual, and it actually kills, some, by mistake somebody dies in the process, because of this whole, you know, the crazy part of it. It's interesting.
They have privacy because you feed in different data and things.
So the whole time you are
they know exactly where you
which
are.
Song you want to listen to
so it has its advantages and
I just gave it as an example.
Yeah, but we got
carried. No, no. See, in 5 minutes, how it starts affecting you. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to tell you is it is true.
It's true. Yeah.
Now they do run a certain viruses. If it's come to your computer, it's come to your system, whatever you are typing, whatever you are typing, they get the information. Just you are typing on the, we call the keyboard, huh? They get it. So, if you are going to a bank, accessing your account, you are typing the user ID and password, right? They know that. They can go into a thing and they can take away whatever they want. That is why the banks have come up with the other keyboard, virtual keyboard. So you are, don't type here, you go there, press that, and then there only a keyboard will come. There if you type, it is a monitor. So that software will not know. Extra protection. Now I'm sure in few days they will come up with another software for that.
But Guruji, everything that's invented has its pros and, like, it has some, it's meant to help, but there are so many ways you can misuse it and...
But then everyone is like putting all their private information.
That is why. Most important thing in life is
awareness, I think.
Development of the heart before the head.
You know, the
before the intelligence is developed, the value system is there. If you do not have value system and you have intelligence, you are a big, big rakshasa. You are a very big rakshasa. Many of the organizations, they call us for talks. You're supposed to motivate them, you're supposed to do all that. But it's a very fundamental principle of true organization, if it's flawed. If you're using people and loving things, the people are your commodities there. You're just making them work. You throw them some pittance. And suddenly you call somebody to motivate them. What motivation? You understand what I'm trying to say? Value is flawed. Yes.
So, sorry, this verse translation you have seen, we chanted this. As the all-pervading space is not tainted due to its subtlety, so the self seated in the body everywhere is not tainted. So what he's saying is, first he said it's not tainted. Why it is not tainted, he's explaining now. He said it is the subtle that controls the grass, not the other way around. Grass doesn't control the subtle. We say no, stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage. Because thought cannot be controlled by the stone walls. It's only the physical body. In fact, when Mahatma Gandhiji and all were imprisoned, inside the jail, he gets a lot of time now. So no meeting, no nothing, so he's writing letters. And that letters are inspiring and creating more agitation outside. So Britishers didn't know whether to put him inside or put him outside, what to do. Because inside they knew only they can arrest the body. They cannot arrest the thoughts. Because thoughts are subtler, grass cannot control that, subtle. So that being the case, Atma is the subtlest, it is even subtler than the space. Space is all pervading. The four elements other than space cannot do anything to the space. Space is subtlest. It doesn't contaminate space. Air can be contaminated, but not space. So, similarly, Atma being the subtlest, subtler than even space, it pervades everything. It pervades your waking state, it pervades your dream, it pervades your deep sleep also. In the deep sleep, mind is not there. In the deep sleep, mind is not there. When the mind is not there, space is not there. But Atma is there. Consciousness, when you wake up, you say, I went through peaceful sleep. Who was conscious then? It was consciousness, no? So therefore, the Atma pervades waking, dream, deep sleep. It is a subtlest. It is not tainted by the mind. Grass cannot control the subtle. Taint is only with the mind. But due to ignorance, when you tie yourself to the mind, then you think you are tainted. When you are actually not tainted. So to say that I am a sinner means you have not understood Vedanta. In Vedanta, nobody is a sinner. This word is a word that came from West. In our Indian culture, nobody is a sinner. Only the gunas are the sinner. He is essentially a non-sinner. One who is incapable of committing any sin. Atma. You are that person. Next. यथा प्रकाशयत् एकः यथा प्रकाशयत् एकः कृष्णं लोकमिमं रविः कृष्णं लोकमिमं रविः क्षेत्रं क्षेत्री तथा कृष्णं क्षेत्रं क्षेत्री तथा कृष्णं प्रकाशयति भारत प्रकाशयति भारत यथा प्रकाशयत् एकः कृष्णं लोकमिमं रविः क्षेत्रं क्षेत्री तथा कृष्णं प्रकाशयति भारत. As the one sun illumines this whole world, so does the Kshetri, lord of field, illumine the whole Kshetra field of Bharata. See, for the entire universe, there is only one sun. Similarly, for the entire variety of beings, the Kshetri is one, the Atma. In his presence, everything begins to activate. The intellects of all the beings, the gunas may be different, the qualities may be different, the eyes see, ears hear, nose smell, skin touches, tongue tastes. Similarly, your intellect understands. All this is illumined by one Kshetri and in your body. Similarly, it's the same Kshetri that is illumining everybody's sense perceptions, emotions, thoughts. The one sun vitalizes the entire universe. So, Kshetri is one, but Kshetra is many. There are so many Kshetras, fields, but Kshetra, Kshetri, place in this field is only one. Lord of the field is called Kshetrajna. That Kshetrajna, that Kshetri, the what? You are that Kshetri. entering so many fields and playing, eliminating everything. You know, in one of the lectures by Swami Ramatirtha, he asks people, how much work have you done? What all work have you done today? They recollect and say, maybe 10, 20 days you are doing insulin. He says, count the number of hairs in your body. You are doing it every day. The nail is growing. So many actions you are doing. Blood circulation, heart pumping, involuntary system, everything is functioning. Who is doing it? You are doing it. Why are you trying to limit yourself with your memory and say only this much I've done? Who asked you to identify with memory and say only this much I've done? Who is behind all this? You are doing it now. The consciousness is enlivening, so all these activities, behind all these activities you are there. You are that infinite source, not this finite expression. You are that Kshetri and not this various Kshetra. But the problem is we say, no, I like to be this limited. See what happens the moment I understand this, I become rich. When I become rich, the craving goes. And the craving goes, I enjoy every minute of my life. The craving is there, how much ever I have, I don't enjoy. So by understanding Kshetri, your life becomes illumined. By not understanding Kshetri, your life becomes, remains in darkness, remains in ignorance. That is why you suffer.
क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयोरेवम् अन्तरम्ज्ञानचक्षुषा भूतप्रकृतिमोक्षम् च ये विदुर्यान्ति ते परम् क्षेत्रक्षेत्रज्ञयोरेवम् अन्तरम्ज्ञानचक्षुषा भूतप्रकृतिमोक्षम् च ये विदुर्यान्ति ते परम्. Now he says in the concluding words, they who with the eye of wisdom perceive thus the distinction between Kshetra and Kshetrajna, knower of field and the liberation of beings from Prakriti matter, they go to the Supreme. See, the eye of wisdom is, means what? In your dirts are purified, you see clearly. Your dirts are, it's like cat eyes, you know. If you have cataract, you can see clearly. When the cataract is removed, then you can see very clearly. So the eye of wisdom doesn't mean there is another eye there and it has to open and you are trying to forcefully open it. Eye of wisdom means you have purified, you have got now clarity, clear orient. So the depth is there. The knowledge is converted into wisdom. As a result, you are not viewing everything from the superficial surface, you are viewing it from the depth. When you see it from the depth, then you clearly see how the whole thing functions, like a waker sees the dream. Then whatever happened in the dream doesn't affect him. So he is completely free. He sees the distinction between Kshetra and Kshetrajna and the liberation of beings from Prakriti. Meaning, you are always liberated. Who told you that you are tied? Your mind. So you are always liberated. That's why Ramatirtha says, you are slave with a slave because he is free. So one of the most outstanding statements. A slave is a slave because he is free. He is freely enslaved himself. He can only freely come out of the slavery. You are not enslaved by the world. You enslaved yourself to the world. World is incapable of enslaving you. People are incapable of giving trouble to you. But you have given value to their words, therefore they are troubling you. Stop.
Stop giving value to their words. It doesn't trouble you. So with this we come to the conclusion of this chapter.
Om Tatsat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yogo Nama Trayodasho Dhyayah.
Om Tatsat. The chapter is completed, this Om Tat Sat is chanted. To say that this Om, which represents the consciousness, is that and that is real. That is the only reality. And that is the reason we study this, to get back to the reality. Through the Upanishads. The Upanishads are come down in the form of Bhagavad Gita, summary. And which discusses the signs of eternal and ephemeral. And it helps you unite with the spirit within. This is called the scripture of yoga. And it's in the form of a dialogue between Guru and Shishya. Shri Krishna and Arjuna. In the dialogue now, the 13th chapter ends. So why are we doing this, studying this dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjuna? To unite with the Atma. Separate Atma from the Anatma and unite with the Atma. So it's a yoga that we are practicing here. Different kind of yoga, trying to get back to the eternal Atma, Brahman. So the chapter is called as Yoga of the Distinction Between Field and the Knower of the Field. So once I have this understanding, this depth, then I become absolutely free. And I understand, why was I in slavery all this while? It was due to my imagination that I was in slavery. You must watch that movie, Beautiful Mind. He was imagining, he was in schizophrenia, he was feeling cured. Even after that the imagination come, but now he knows he was imagining, it's an illusion.
He stops identifying with it.
So, we have the ability to say that we have not completed, but we have just started. Which means what? To study. So, we chant verse number 1 together. Chapter 13, verse 1.
Arjuna uvacha, Arjuna uvacha, Prakritim purusham chaiva, Prakritim purusham chaiva, Kshetram kshetrajna meva cha, Kshetram kshetrajna meva cha, Etat veditu micchami, Etat veditu micchami, Jnanam yeyam cha keshava, Jnanam yeyam cha keshava, Arjuna uvacha, Prakritim purusham chaiva, Kshetram kshetrajna meva cha, Etat veditu micchami, Jnanam yeyam cha keshava.
Narayana iti samarpayami, Narayana iti samarpayami.